is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 44th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. August Roundtable question is, how do you design your fall workouts to get your team ready for the upcoming season? Our coaching lineup this month includes Dominic Amorosa from Strake Jesuit College Prep, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Joe Crispin from Rowan University, Bob Krasanchik from Mentor High School, Dan Miller from San Marcos High School, Matthew Raidbard, author of Lead Like a Pro, and Don Showalter from USA Basketball. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Now let's hear from our panel about how they design their fall workouts to get their team ready for the upcoming season. Hey, Hoopheads, sign up today for the Summer of Better virtual basketball camp with our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market. And remember, you can get up to $2,000 off on any trade-in. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Stan Johnson, head men's basketball coach at Loyola Marymount University, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
If you're looking to improve your coaching, please consider joining the Hoopheads mentorship program. We believe that having a mentor is the best way to maximize your potential and become a transformational coach. By matching you up with one of our experienced mentors, you'll develop a one-on-one relationship that will help your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset. The Hoopheads Mentorship Program delivers mentoring services to basketball coaches at all levels through our team of experienced head coaches. Find out more at hoopheadspod.com or shoot me an email directly, mike@hoopheadspod.com. Follow us on social media at hoopheadspod on Twitter and Instagram, and be sure to check out the Hoopheads Podcast Network for more great basketball content. Prepare like the pros with the all-new FastDraw and FastScout. FastDraw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off FastDraw and FastScout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. FastModel also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. FastModel Sports is the best in basketball. Now let's hear from our panel about how they design their fall workouts to get their team ready for the upcoming season. Dominic Amorosa, Strake Jesuit College Prep in Houston, Texas.
I design our basketball off-season to include weights, conditioning, individual development, and a little bit of team. As we prepare in the fall, I want them excited about the start of practice in late October, and I want them even more excited about practice in January and February. So it's about managing the fall and building them up individually, conditioning, and strength-wise as we get ready for October 26th. Thank you.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller from Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked what we do in the fall for the preseason to get our teams ready for the season. I don't think we do anything special. We're blessed that at our school, we actually have a class where most of our players are in that class every day. And we get to work with them in there for about 50 minutes of class time. We get a lot of our weight training program done at that time. We get a lot of skills done. And we mainly focus on the individual, just like we did over the summer, probably through mid-September, end of September, and then October, early November before the season, we start focusing in on certain concepts and ideas and maybe even putting in defenses and offenses that we're going to use for the upcoming season just to get ready for the beginning. And also during this time, I have kind of a layout of a leadership program that I have the whole program go through. And I kind of give different roles each time we do that about once a week to obviously our leaders, our juniors and seniors are going to have a little bit different role each day than the freshmen and sophomores that are in those classes. But it also gives those guys an idea of what it looks like, what will be expected of them as they get older and they move through our program. That's what we do. And thanks for having me again. And I'll talk to everyone again next time. Bye.
Joe Crispin, Rowan University.
Joe Crispin, head men's basketball coach at Rowan University. In response to how I design our fall preseason, one of the most important things to me, probably two, I guess, are connected, is one, getting our players to connect with one another, and two, getting them to really own the team and the rhythm and the schedule. So we do things a little bit differently because as a Division III coach, I can't actively work with them on the basketball front. We have them put together what they want their weekly schedule to be, so there's a certain rhythm to it. And then we let them own it as much as humanly possible to hold each other accountable. We really don't have a say in the things that they do. There's no disciplinary measures for missing or anything like that. And I found that although it's different, it really helps them connect with one another because they have to organize themselves. One of the things I've seen just generationally is that a lot of players today and kids today struggle to self-organize as a group, even individually, and to hold each other accountable. So when it comes to conditioning, when it comes to their strength stuff, when it comes to their pickup, when it comes to their skill work, they are literally setting the schedule around when the gym's available and when we can get them in there, and then they're doing it. We give them some broad ranges of things they're looking to do, the kind of shape they're trying to get in. But when it all is said and done, it's really up to them. And one of the reasons I do that is we tell them if we want to be a championship team, it really does need to be their team and they need to take ownership and our leaders need to lead and guys need to follow. And if not, if they can't do that, we won't be great anyway and I'll just be exhausted. So it's been successful for us and our guys, and some teams have done it better than others, but on the whole, guys have pleasantly surprised us. And it's one of those lessons I think a lot of times coaches say that kids aren't doing it or aren't capable. But what I found is oftentimes they're not given the space. We tell the players we leave a gap between what we want and where we are, and that it's up to them to fill that gap. And in the preseason, that's really more important to me than even what is done, is that those two things are done, because that sets the stage for real winning. So different, but been effective so far and hopefully really effective this year.
Bob Krasancik, Mentor High School, Mentor, Ohio.
This is Bob Krasancik, Mentor High School. Our fall preseason workout, we do a lot of core work, but the majority of it and the emphasis is on four-man sessions. Our top 8 to 12 players get at least 2 to 3 four-man sessions a week. We'll break up into all guards, all bigs, 2 guards, 2 bigs. Our offensive coach will go through offensive skill work. Defensive coach go through the defensive skills, footwork, basketball IQ defensively. We'll have a big man session, ball handling session, but we absolutely believe in the 2 months, September and October, that strength-wise and skill-wise, we're going to be ready to go the first day of practice.
Dan Miller, San Marcos High School in San Marcos, Texas.
In Texas, we're fortunate at the high school level to have an athletic period. And an athletic period basically is just a little over 50 minutes where we get our guys, and we utilize it for basketball. All fall, we're in the gym. We're working on skill development, shooting, finishing, breakdown drills, small-sided games, and just getting them ready for October. But we definitely get a lot of shots up in that athletic period. And we will have a live component every day, you know, with competitions. We're able to lift weights before school 3 days a week so that we're not using any of that athletic period time for basketball or for weightlifting. We want that all to be basketball and ready to go. Our goal is when the first day of practice and down here, it's in October, that the guys are locked in, ready, understand the system, their shots are grooved up, they're in shape, and we're ready to start our practices and just at our very best.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation. This is Coach Matt Radebard. Excited to be back here talking with you on another great Hoopheads Roundtable. Today, discussing how do you design your fall preseason to get your team ready for the upcoming season. To me, this always revolves around defense and team building. You know, inevitably, because of student athletes today and culture and the emphasis on offense, it's always going to be a heavier defense. So always come in right off the bat focusing on defense. How can we improve our defense in the previous year? New defensive principles, roles, assignments, really starting to build that mentality so that our defense can start to catch up to where our offense definitely is from all of our student athletes working over the summer on all their different offensive skills. And then team building. It doesn't matter if you've got an entirely new roster, a roster that's coming back from a previous season where everyone's been successful and has great relationships. You always need to focus on team building, building that team first culture. And I always say, don't take for granted that your kids are going to get along, that your kids are going to come together over the course of the season. You've got to put the work in and the emphasis in the preseason on building that culture of mutual trust and respect, not only between you and your kids, but between the kids themselves, between the coaches. You know, that takes time, and you got to start focusing on that from day one in order to really build that team culture, that team camaraderie that's going to carry through the entire season and continue to grow. Thanks, Hoopheads.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Don Showalter here from USA Basketball, and I'm answering the question of what is the best way for your fall workouts to get the most out of them. I think there are three things that your fall workouts must do. First of all, it's conditioning. They have to have some form of conditioning into it so the kids are ready to play when the season starts, when the practice starts. Secondly, there's got to be some skill work, skill development, whether this be half hour a day or whatever, but there needs to be some skill work involved. And then the third thing is I think there needs to be some competition involved, whether that be 3-on-3 work or 4-on-4, 5-on-5. Probably discourage more 5-on-5 work, but mostly 3-on-3 and 4-on-4 work for the competitive nature, because this helps develop skill level as well and also the conditioning. So conditioning, skill level, skill work, and then the competitive aspect to it are the three most important things in your fall workout. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches. Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your coaching portfolio guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.